From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Matthew Nancy reports at The Fray August 23rd that Diane Neal and Dow LaManga will not appear on the ballot in November in the 19th congressional district election, with the State Board of Elections ruling they did not file enough signatures with their petitions. Neal, a television actor who lives in Hurley, and LaManga have 3 days to appeal, and both say they will try to get back on the ballot. Neal, who started in the television series Law and Order Special Victims Unit, included 1,852 invalid signatures among the 4,181 she submitted. The board invalidated 1,592 of LaManga's 4,235 submitted signatures, and candidates are required to get 3,500. LaManga said, and I quote, "A lot of it is nitpicking technicalities," end quote. Neal thinks her appeal will succeed. She said, and I quote, "As long as the judiciary is following their own laws, the laws of New York State that are very clearly laid out, it won't be any problem to get on the ballot in November," end quote. Republican incumbent John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield, and independent Louisa Parker of Calicoon are also on the ballot November 6th. Read the full story at The Fray. Rachel Silberstein in the Albany Times-Union reports that Cynthia Nixon, a Democrat running for governor, compared incumbent Andrew Cuomo, her opponent, to President Donald Trump on August 23rd. Nixon said, and I quote, "Here are a couple of alpha males who have turned a blind eye to sexual harassment and worse in their own administrations. Here are a couple of guys who have been handed their businesses by their dads, who were born on third base but think they've hit a home run," end quote. She also noted that both Cuomo and Trump have top aides going to jail and are combative with the media. Cuomo has been criticizing Trump almost daily recently, when previously he would not berate him by name. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will hold a town hall meeting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 26th, in Troy. After brief remarks from New York's junior senator, Gillibrand will answer questions from constituents. The event will be held at the Hudson Valley Community College in the McDonald Sports Complex at 80 Vandenberg Avenue in Troy. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union the Albany County Jail doesn't have as many migrant prisoners now from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Now there are about 250 detainees, down from 330 last month. ICE transferred many of the prisoners to the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility in Batavia. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said, and I quote, "I would certainly hope that it is not because we're helping them. We're doing what we do for everybody. We're treating them with dignity. I spoke with the ICE director of this region, and he indicated that they're going to be slowly pulling people from Albany and sending them out to their hearings," end quote. ICE officials did not respond to questions August 23rd, and Camille Mackler, director of immigration legal policy at the New York Immigration Coalition, said ICE is now using facilities closer to the southern borders so more immigrant prisoners might not be coming to Albany County. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather updates, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.